The Metropolitan Development Commission has given the go-ahead to the $1 billion Circle Center Mall project. Metropolitan Development Director Mike Higby says the commission's approval means the project picks up a full head of steam.
Well, I think where we go from here is that we get the agreement signed, and we should do that within the next week or two. And we believe that really cuts us loose to start the construction activity in earnest. So we will, we've been holding back a couple contracts. We will release those contracts and actually get people to start pouring more concrete in the holes, although we've had some of that going on already. And we've released the designers to really get busy with the full design of the city's portion of this project.
Higby says the dozen local companies that have signed on as equity partners in the mall can now raise the money on the financial markets to pay for construction. Higby says Circle Center will be open by early 1994. Russ McQuaid, WIBC News.
After 12 years of work, it was time to celebrate. The contract for the Circle Center Mall has been signed by the city and its developers. Indianapolis Mayor William Hudnut said the occasion is a turning point in the city's history, one that will revitalize downtown Indianapolis.
It's going to create jobs. It's going to stimulate the economy. It's going to fill up some downtown space that was deteriorating with positive new development. And it's going to enhance our city's position in terms of the ability to attract conventioners and tourists here because of the mall that they will be able to shop at when they come.
The mall is the crowning glory of the Hudnut administration, but it did come with a great amount of skepticism and controversy. Construction on the mall will start in the upcoming weeks with an official opening of 1994. Jim Camp, WIBC News.
Concrete trucks rolled down into one of the Circle Center Mall construction pits this morning to pour some of the first concrete footing for the mall project. These are for underground parking garages at Washington and Illinois Streets. Terry Green, the project manager for the city portion of the construction, says there have been three construction activities so far.
One is the building site preparation, which is demolition of existing structures and the asbestos abatement out of those. A second operation is the excavation in two of the city blocks, which is the shoring of the streets and the digging of the holes. And then the third operation that is taking place is the placement of the perimeter concrete walls.
The city's role in building parking garages will be completed a year from now. Then the developer will take over and start construction on the Circle Center Mall stores. The mall is scheduled to be completed in late 1994. The city says Circle Center will generate $1.8 billion by the turn of the century. Sharon Alseth, WIBC News.
Nordstrom has said yes to the Circle Center Mall. The Seattle-based retailer is the first major tenant to sign a lease for the $300 million downtown shopping center. Nordstrom will occupy 200,000 square feet at the south end of the mall. Mayor Stephen Goldsmith told city county councilors that he's very upbeat about the mall's progress.
But if we do not have a Lazarus lease, or what's tantamount to Lazarus lease, and if we do not have a good faith representation from Goldman Sachs and or the private investors that a financing commitment is on its way for the remaining piece, will not release the garage contracts.
Goldsmith wants to see a Lazarus lease and a financing commitment by April 1st to keep the project on schedule for a fall 1994 opening. Local investors say they've received good feedback from European and Japanese banks that may want to put money into the project. Russ McQuaid, WIBC News.